If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Our final food show of 2015, Food Time, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show, the award-winning All Things Edible program, heard every Sunday at this time. Today we are talking of the best eats of 2015. Penny Pollack, dining editor, Chicago Magazine, in studio with us. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Happy New Year.
Nice to have you here with us today. A good year on the dining scene in Chicago, do you think, this year?
I think it was a very mixed year. There were some sad closings. The most notable one being Knightwood in Pilsen, which was a really exciting restaurant several years ago. Filippo, an Italian spot up on Clybourne, a family restaurant, been there for a long time. Same thing with Bistro Margot in Old Town. I think it's very sad to me that it seems like some of these places just can't make it.
Is it just the nature of the beast that some restaurants, their customer base, or have some people just decided, I'm going to retire, I want to, enjoy myself a little bit, a little of both?
I think it's a little of both. We're also seeing a ton of chains, franchises from other states, from all over the country, even from Canada. This Earl's came in, the Nando fried chicken stuff, all the burger places.
Enough with the burger places for 2016, please. We have enough burger places.
We really
in
do.
In Chicago.
And we have enough fried chicken. Another fried chicken place opened recently. I don't care. I did write about this in the magazine. I don't care for do-it-yourself places that are just fast casual and you get in line. And it seems to me it's something you could do at the grocery store. And now pizza places have taken this on. Blaze Pizza, it's like 40 ingredients, and pick your crust and pick your sauce and pick your spice and pick your meat.
I've never liked that. Remember when you would have to go to a restaurant and cook your own steak? That was supposed to be a novelty. Well, you know what? I can do that at home.
Exactly.
I don't need to pay you to cook my own food.
I just don't quite get it. Then there are places that are dialing back. It's all about comfort food. So Carriage House, which was an exciting American Southern place on West Division a few years ago, kind of overnight became Buck's, which is also American Southern, but it's just fried chicken and biscuits. Art Smith closed up Table 52, and it's going to be a much more casual Blue Farm Door. Travel, a fancy hotel dining room, changed its name to Travel Kitchen Plus Bar, which kind of makes me think hamburger.
A little more accessible. Yeah. I guess that's the trend. I mean, I guess if anything, is the trend, it's sort of like a downscaling to make things seem more accessible to as many people as possible, instead of upscaling to, to make yourself a 4 or 5 star kind of joint.
It's true, except that they're so... there's a lot of sameness, and that's my disappointment. But let's talk about some good places.
Well, before we get off that, talking about trends of the year real quick, it seems like ramen places are opening up all over the place. And I know that places that serve ramen are more than the packets that you buy, in the grocery store. But not much more than that, right? Really?
Well, it's a special noodle, and it's a special broth, and it's a great trend because it's inexpensive.
Boy, is it ever.
And I thought we had peaked.
For the restaurants, it's inexpensive. Well, not so much the consumer.
Anything with noodles, folks. How much does a noodle cost?
No.
But we're getting some more of them. I thought we had peaked, but the place called Furious Spoon is opening a second place. One that I am actually excited about, it's called Misoya Ramen, and it is in Morton Grove, and I have heard that it is one of the absolute best around, and they're coming downtown to River North.
Okay.
And Bill Kim is opening one, and I think they're ripe for a little shakedown. We're gonna do a little survey and see how different they all are.
Okay.
Or not.
We'll look forward to that in the coming months. What about favorite restaurants for the year?
My absolute peak experience was having a drink at Cindy's in the Chicago Athletic Association Hotel.
Really?
The whole building has been redone and opened as a hotel, and it's got a restaurant, and it's got all the original beauty of the building from the 1890s.
I was going to say, this is one of these just great old Chicago buildings, like the Monadnock building.
And yeah.
Like along that style, I don't know what the architectural style is called of that, but these wonderful, massive old buildings that you just can't find anymore. And when they're restored like that,
right,
it's truly magnificent.
So the 13th floor has a bar lounge called Cindy's. And folks, it has the most magnificent view of Chicago any time of year. It is across from Millennium Park and the Bean and the lake and the skyline going both north and south.
Yeah.
And I even went there recently on a chilly day, and you can open the doors and go out for a minute.
Really?
And, yeah.
Wow.
And I have dragged many people up there. I think it's just fabulous.
So is it the view that knocked you out, or how strong was that drink that you had when you went up?
They do make a good Cosmo.
Okay.
Oh, they make a really good Bloody Mary. That was the knockout drink.
Okay. And when she says knockout, she means great. Not like you'll be on the floor wondering how you got there, not kind of knocked out.
No.
What about restaurants? Favorite restaurant experiences of the year?
Some of the individual, unique places that I've enjoyed. There's a goofy, it's absolutely goofy. It's called the Angry Crab.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 5665 North Lincoln. It's all like picnic tables and graffiti all over the walls. You do get waited on, and you order shrimp or crab or lobster, and there's a few other choices, and everything you order comes in a giant plastic bag.
Mm.
The end of each table has a roll of paper towels. You're given a cracker, a nutcracker for the shell,
right,
and this little fork that's like a pick.
Right.
And that's dinner. And it's absolutely delicious and fun.
Can you bring your own power tools if you want?
You can bring your own beer.
Can I bring my own Black & Decker products? Because I would enjoy that experience, but I get turned off when I go to a seafood place and they bring all the hardware. And you have to, you're sitting there with pliers and, you know, all the equipment trying to bust this stuff up.
It's
and
true.
Again, I could do that at home if I wanted to do that. I appreciate, you know, it's a fun experience when you do that. But you go to someplace like really classy, like Joe's Stone Crab and Seafood.
Right, and you have to crack those.
And, well, they do it themselves there. They open up the crab legs. They open everything up. So all you have to do is go in with a little fork and pull it out. You're not sitting there with, you know, half of the tool department at Sears, you know, trying to open your food up. So, but you know, I guess if you want the experience, that's what you do.
Right? It is an experience, and it was a lot better. I went in much better than I expected it to be. I was very skeptical, and the crab legs were fabulous. Alaskan King crab legs were really quite good.
Okay, and that's where did you say 55 something North Lincoln?
Up on 50 something North Lincoln. Where'd it go, Dean?
She lost it on her sheet. We'll find it. And
5665.
There you go. 5665 North Lincoln Avenue. The Angry Crab, which is what I sound like. I don't want to do this with the seafood myself. Food Time, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show on the air. Dean Richards with my guest, Penny Pollock, dining editor of Chicago Magazine, just talking about things that have happened in the restaurant scene for the year 2015, some of the closings, some of the restaurant trends that have come up. Is there a restaurant, just like a Penny's pick, something that people should go check out for 2015?
Just for fun, on a budget, and really good.
Love that.
Buzz Bait. It's near North and Wells.
Okay.
And it is owned by Mark Malnati of Lou Malnati's.
Okay.
And this guy loves fish tacos, and he couldn't find one in Chicago that he liked as well as when he goes on vacation.
Yeah.
So he partnered up with a couple of ladies who have a sushi restaurant down the street so that he had the best fish purveyors. And he opened Buzz Bait. It is stand in line and place your order, but then they bring it to the table. The tilapia is fantastic. The guacamole is fantastic. And how many places have we all had guacamole? They do something to spice up the chips. And when this weather passes and you can go there and eat outside and have your margarita,
it's
fabulous.
I bet it's great. Buzz Bait is 1529 North Wells, to be exact. And let me give you one. I talk about Greek restaurants all the time on the show. One of our sponsors is the Greek Islands Restaurant, which I think is in Greektown, that's my pick, the Greek Islands. I love that. I've talked about this Mythos restaurant on North Montrose, two sisters that run.
Oh, I've been there.
Isn't that a good restaurant?
Yes, and it's so pleasant.
Very pleasant, homemade food, really great. But I got to say, a restaurant that has turned itself around phenomenally is a Greek restaurant that is in Lincolnwood called Sistaria.
I keep hearing about this place. It's off the highway.
It's just right off it's just east of the Edens. You get off at Tui East. It's a half a block off the highway. It looks like it should be pronounced Pistaria. That's, when you look at the sign. It's Pistería. But Sistaria is how you say it. And they have turned this place around like crazy. Phenomenal food, phenomenal service. You're going to wait a little bit when you go in.
Good.
That's how popular it is. But so worth the wait. I cannot recommend this place enough for amazing, amazing, amazing Greek food. So, couple of choices for you there.
Cool.
Yeah, so some good stuff.
I'm going to throw in a new Mexican restaurant also.
All right, sure.
Iscateco on 3402 West Montrose.
Oh, yeah.
Family owned. And Anselmo Ramirez worked with Bayless for years and years. And it's BYO. And it's just sweet and more sophisticated than you could imagine.
What is the name of it one more time?
Iscateco.
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 In the Albany Park neighborhood. Yeah. Very, very good. I know you have a big bread issue that's out right now. If you're a fan of that, check out the latest Chicago Magazine.
We do. It's called Bread Winners. It's in the January issue, and more and more people are making bread in-house.
Okay, very good. Got to love that. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Happy New Year.
Penny Pollack, dining editor, Chicago Magazine. We're going to wrap things up when we come back next WGN.